Hello, my name is Greg for the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devotional. I recently rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy, where a ragtag team consisting of a human kidnapped from Earth when he was a child, an assassin adopted by one of the most powerful people in the universe, a brooding loner wanting to avenge his family, a cybertronic modified raccoon, and a tree, work together through all their differences to try and save the galaxy. Each of these people brings something different to the group. They would not be the same without the others. Each member is a part of one group, just as we are members of one body, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Greg for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, this land is made of love and peace.